Hi, and thank you for joining me today. This is PodSafe Nigeria podcast. Nigeria is going down the drain, and we believe that we can save Nigeria through this platform. I am Emmanuel, and I've been studying Nigerian politics for over 15 years. Today, I will look deeper into the possibility of the Southeast region producing the next president of Nigeria. Today, we will understand why the PDP, that is People's Democratic Party, might not be zoning the presidency to the Southeast, and in doing that, they will be letting the region down. We will check if the Southeast has a politician that can potentially win a Nigerian general election. Also, we will examine how important it is for the Southeast politicians to unite to help the region produce the next president. Last week, many people believed that the Southeast deserve a chance to produce the next president. It's just like the PDP is listening. The review committee for the 2019 general election of the party said there are certain unwritten conventions in the nation's history. And because of this convention, many people think that for fairness and equity, the Northeast and the Southeast should produce or should be given consideration in choosing the next candidate to represent the party in the 2023 election. But despite noting that, the chairman of the committee, which is the current governor of Bauchi State, Governor Bala Muhammad, recommended that the party throw open the contest for a 2023 ticket. Many people will believe that if the party throw this contest open, they are letting the Southeast down. Historically, the Southeast has been the most loyal region to the PDP. Many people will expect that they were compensated by the party, one way or the other. And fortunately, the party's electoral review committee has recognized that there is an unwritten constitution favoring the Northeast and the Southeast. If the PDP now fail to follow the unwritten constitution, many people will believe that it is right to say they've let those regions down. In addition to that, many people believe that the Southeast does not have a high-profile politician to pull enough vote from the North to win a Nigerian general election. That is not true, because if we go back to history, Tafawa Balewa became the Prime Minister on the back of the Sardana of Sokoto. Also, Yar'Adua became the President on the back of President Olusegun Obasanjo. He did not attend most of the campaigns. During some campaigns, Obasanjo will phone Yar'Adua. Yar'Adua, are you hello Yar'Adua? Are you alive? Speak to the people. That's the way Yar'Adua campaigned. I'm not in support of this type of arrangement, but Goodluck Jonathan went from deputy governor to governor. He was then nominated as vice president before becoming the president. In the Southeast today, are there no politician of equal status as Jonathan was in 2010? Of course they have. In case you are just joining us, this is PodSafe Nigeria podcast. Nigeria is going down the drain. Subscribe to this channel. We believe that we can save Nigeria together through this platform. You can contribute to this show by sending a voice message through the link that I will put in the description. Governor David Umahi had his first political appointment in 2007. That was as the acting chairman of Ebonyi State chapter of the PDP. He held many positions within the party before becoming the governor. In November last year, he declared his intention to join the APC. That was on the 17th of November 2020. And he officially defected to the party, even though there are speculation for a very long time. Umai made his declaration of joining APC for reasons according to him that the PDP has been unfair to the Southeast geopolitical zone. He said, secondly, that the party has been hijacked by two individuals, although he didn't mention those two individuals. He made an attempt to dose the speculation that he is joining the APC because he won the presidential ticket. He did this by saying he's going to quit politics in 2023 after leaving the office as a governor. Many people will believe that is a lie, but they will also feel that they will also think and would like to know why PDP is unwilling to give the presidential ticket to the Southeast. Why is it difficult for the PDP to promise this region if they are serious and if they want to commit themselves to doing this? Senator Ike Ekeremadu was the former deputy Senate president, and of course he needed no introduction. He has become very influential lawmaker in recent time. Look at Dr. Ifeanyi Ubah. He is a businessman, a politician. He was arrested and released from the DSS custody after some claim against him. However, that is not the story. The primary focus is on how he was received by the people. Also, Dr. Peter Obi was the PDP vice presidential candidate in 2019 election and a former governor of Anambra State. Rocha Zokorocha, you might not like him. He spent 2 terms as a governor of Anambra State. One thing that many people will ask is that, is there a reason why any of these people can't be the president of Nigeria? Is there a reason? People would like to know. Finally, before we go, Governor Umahi has left the PDP. He won the PDP for Ebonyi State to do the second term as governor. Former Governor Peter Obi also left the PDP. He was the vice presidential candidate of PDP, contested with Atiku. However, former President Olusegun Obasanjo won the presidential election in 1999, despite losing in all the southwestern states. So it means that either Peter Obi or Umahi, even if they can get the ticket under APC, it can still be good for the Southeast. So how important, that is the question that we need to ask ourselves, how important is it for the politicians from Southeast to unite if they want to help the region produce the next president? Infighting and disagreements will take them nowhere. Currently, in the Southeast, Ebonyi is now APC. Imo State is APC. How many is remaining? If we go to Anambra State, it's always between APGA and the likes. Although I don't know if it is PDP, I know, but I know APGA has a very strong presence. So we can say the PDP is now losing out on the Southeast. So the only way PDP can strengthen their power in the Southeast is for them to be loyal and for them to give the presidential ticket to the Southeast. Thank you very much for watching me and for joining me in today's podcast. Today, I have let you know that if the PDP is not giving zoning the presidency to the Southeast, they are letting the region down. Also, there are politicians from Southeast that can potentially win a Nigerian general election. So there is no excuse not to give the region a chance. But more importantly, the region, the politicians from the region, from Southeast, they need to unite if they really want to help the region produce the next president. Thank you very much for joining me. You can contribute to this show by sending a voice message through the link I will put in the description. If you want to listen to more discussion about Nigeria, subscribe to my podcast and YouTube channel. I will notify you about future upload. Thank you, and I will see you next week.